The new poll shows how people in Wisconsin feel about the impeachment proceedings against President Trump and the 2020 Democratic presidential field. Results from the Marquette University Law School poll were released yesterday. It was conducted last week and surveyed 800 registered voters. The margin of error is a little more than 4%. Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. He's also co-founder of Pollster.com and founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, good to talk with you again.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Before we get into the results, remind us, whether it's a Marquette poll or anybody's poll, what is it important for people, maybe for voters, to keep in mind as they look at this kind of information?
I think the most important thing is to remember that none of this is permanent. Things can change. They can also stay the same. And that in a period with new information, new news coming out, it wouldn't be that surprising to see a variety of results. At the moment, the national polling is fairly consistent, though.
And it looks like there aren't big changes on some big things here in Wisconsin, including what people think of impeachment. What do you see this time around?
Yeah, I think stability is definitely the takeaway from this month's poll. This time in December, we had 40% favoring impeach and remove and 52% opposed. It was 40 and 53% a month ago, so hardly changed. A month ago, it dipped down just slightly. It had been 44 favoring impeachment and 51 opposed in October. So from October to November, just a bit of a decline in support for impeachment. But then after the conclusion of public testimony, no change as a result of that testimony. People's opinions stayed rock solid from November to December.
You also asked if people thought that the president had done something wrong when it came to what we've been talking about with Ukraine. What did people have to say about that?
Here, too, almost no change. 42% said it was seriously wrong what he did. 37 said he'd done nothing wrong at all. And a month ago, it was 42-38. 1 point difference between those. There's another 9% both months that say what he did was wrong, but it really wasn't that serious.
Let me throw one possible read of this at you, Charles, and see what you think of it. I know we can't read the minds of everybody, but what's happening here could be that everybody is dug in. They know which side they're on, and facts one way or the other, they're going to be pretty impervious to them. What do you think about that hypothesis?
I think that's a good hypothesis. You'd get an A in my class.
Yay.
When we asked about this, about did the testimony move people? Because we had very direct testimony in the public hearings on this. 52% believe that Trump asked Ukraine to investigate on his behalf. 29% deny that. But 18% say they really don't know, despite the 2 weeks of testimony. And that's completely unchanged from last month. As to whether he withheld aid, military aid, to pressure Ukraine, 44% this month think he did do that. That is up 3 points from 41% last time, but it's only up 3 points. And 36% still believe that he did not do that, with almost 1 in 5, 19% saying they don't know whether he did it or not. So I think this is a pretty strong indication that 2 weeks of testimony that was widely covered and pretty widely watched or listened to did not produce any substantial shift in either how people view the facts of the case or how they evaluate whether what he did was wrong or seriously wrong, or whether he should be impeached and removed. We just don't see any movement across all four of these questions.
And then that reminds me, you also asked people how closely they were following the impeachment inquiry proceedings. What did you find out?
It's close to a third who are paying real close attention, slightly more than a third paying fairly close attention, and then another roughly third paying little or no attention. The fairly close attention, the second category, did go up a little bit this month, suggesting that maybe people did tune in some. But the bottom line is it's a fairly even spread, with Democrats and Republicans paying about equal amounts of attention. But independents really pretty tuned out. A lot of independents are not paying much attention. And that's reflected with independents where close to or more than 50% say they don't know whether Trump asked for an investigation or withheld aid. So how much you paid attention does make some difference. And it's not a partisan difference, but attention to the hearings and the testimony. But that especially hits independents who are less engaged by it.
Talking to Charles Franklin from the Marquette Law School poll about the latest survey just out. Well, let's turn to the 2020 presidential election, a narrow 11 months away now. What did you find out, especially with this Democratic wide open field here?
Yeah, in terms of the primary, we still see a similar set of top four candidates, Biden at 23, Sanders at 19, Warren at 16, and Buttigieg at 15. Then you drop all the way off to 4% for Cory Booker and less for the rest of the field. That top four candidates has been pretty stable, except for Buttigieg rising from single digits and Kamala Harris falling out of the top tier and now withdrawing from the race. And it's a close race. Biden is a little tighter now. He was higher a month ago. But the consistency of the ranking is pretty striking. The other thing is 65% of Democratic voters say they might change their mind. So the field is far from set, and voters are far from having made up their mind here.
Well, and of course, a lot of them will have to change their mind. Presumably, some of these candidates are going to drop out before Wisconsin gets to cast primary votes.
That's exactly right. And we normally see changes in the rankings in the polling as we get into the month before Iowa. So that'll be January this year. Iowa votes in early February. Then once we actually get votes taken in caucuses and primaries, people drop out. They can zoom up or they can zoom down. So we're a long ways away from our April primary. I think the question for us is going to be who's still in the race, who's viable. Maybe we end up like 2016, where a lot of people have dropped out, but there's still two top two contenders for us to be influential in. Of course, the alternative is the whole race is wrapped up by then.
And what about head-to-heads now, looking at the general election, where you compare a hypothetical Democratic primary winner to President Trump?
Right. There, the races have all tightened a little bit from a month ago. Last month, Trump had a small, mostly inside the margin of error advantage over the Democrats. This month, it's more mixed, and almost all of them are very, very close. This month, Biden leads Trump by just one percentage point. Trump leads Sanders by two. And then Trump leads Warren Buttigieg and Cory Booker by 1 point each. All of that's way inside the margin of error. And I think it just shows this is what a battleground state looks like in a pretty evenly divided electorate right now.
Let's take a quick look at job performance. What did we see for President Trump here in Wisconsin?
This month, Trump's job approval is 47% approved, 50% disapproved. It was 47-51 a month ago, so barely any movement. But that said, 47-50 does equal his best all-time reading here in the state, which came in October of 2018. So he's a little bit better, but we've just seen small incremental movements. One important thing is public opinion about the economy has gotten a little bit better this fall, and that's also reflected in Trump having an economic job approval of 53-45. So that's something that's helping him that tends to get overlooked in all of the conversation about impeachment.
We'll leave it there for now. Charles, thanks for joining us again today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Charles Franklin is a professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. We talked to them about their newest poll. It shows that 40% of registered voters in Wisconsin think President Trump should be impeached and removed from office. 52% think he should not.